Your name, Butterick's, quite unusual for Woodlesford.
Yep, yes, it is an unusual name. It's not a local name. I'm attempting to trace my family tree, actually. Someone tells me that the family came over on barges from either Sweden or Holland way back when. But the earliest I've got is about the late 1700s in Lincolnshire, Swinefleet near Goul, Eastoft in Lincolnshire, Crowell in Lincolnshire, around that area. And certainly my dad's father, he came from Lincolnshire and set up home in St John Street in Alton.
And what job did he do?
He worked on the land. They were all put across on paper for the name way back, as a lot did. They all just worked on the land. But he worked down Methley Lane, what is now Clumcliffe Farm. Maybe it was Clumcliffe Farm then, for the Earl of Mexborough. He died in 1909 when my dad was only 7. But he was a farm worker.
And does your mother have a history of a family in Woodlesford?
No, my mother's family was all brought up in Bowers Row, around that area. And then they moved to Eshel Place. And my mother was in service for the vicar at Woodlesford, Reverend James. And he married my parents at Woodlesford Church.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Wilson. Catherine Raines Wilson. I don't know what the Raines is. I never asked, R-A-Y-N-E-S, I never asked my mother. But certainly the family name, Wilson, came from Bowers Row and around that area. Her father was a very good sportsman back at the turn of the century. Won a lot of trophies for cycling. He worked at the pit. They all either worked at the pit or worked on the farms. And he worked at the pit.
What else can you remember about growing up in Woodlesford in that period after the end of the Second World War? What kind of a place was it and what kind of things did you do?
It was lovely. Very quiet, very peaceful. We used to go to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday evening, and Sunday school just around the corner to where I went to school, Alton County Primary School. We used to go to garden parties down Carverley Road, which were held in Dr. Seville's garden, which is, I believe, all built on now. There was always something happening at the church. The Cubs, the Scouts, one of my best pals lived at Greenland Farm, David Knowles, and we used to spend a lot of time there playing in the farm throughout the summer months. And of course, the main interest was football. Constantly play football, and have a nice photograph of, well, two photographs of my dad for Alton St John's about 1921 as a goalkeeper for their football team, and I was chuffed that I also had photographs of myself as a goalkeeper years later, although I much preferred playing upfield rather than in the goal. Mr Carter was church organist, and he used to have his fish and chip shop somewhere around here. And then he moved outside at Methodist Chapel. He was the church organist. I've already told you, we used to go to church. And I remember as plain as anything, one Friday night, going with my sister for two bags of chips to Mr. Carter. And I put the fourpence on the counter. And he said, "You better go home, Jimmy, and get another tuppence off your mother, because chips have gone up to threepence." So I says, "OK, Mr. Carter." I went home, and my dad says, "Cathy, you don't buy no from him again." How he could be so tight was unbelievable. "No, here's your chips. Bring us another tuppence next time." Church organist.
You were actually born in Alton, and yeah, the brewery was in Woodlesford.
That's correct, yeah.
Do you remember, was there much of a rivalry between people from the two different villages, even though they were pretty close together?
Not really, although there were some gangs, young gangs, and one gang would stand, let's say, near the barracks, and they'd throw stones from about 200 yards away, while the other gang would stand at the other side of the barracks and throw stones from about 200 yards away. Never anywhere near anybody, and that's all it was. You know, whenever there was a fair, or a feast, as we called it, used to come where the tennis courts are now on at the top of Midland Street. We used to go up there to the fair and mix with people from Woodlesford. We were all friends, really. Some of my best mates came from Woodlesford. You know, we all mixed.
So when you grew up, did you drink in all the local Bentley's pubs in the village?
Oh, yes, but mainly in Rothwell. We'd go into the Old Masons if there was a dance at the in the Harold Hall, you know, a church dance. So we'd have a couple of pints in Old Masons to pluck up some courage to ask a girl to dance, you know, and similarly we'd occasionally go into the Three Horseshoes. But in fact, I had my 21st celebration and my 18th in the Three Horseshoes.
What was Bentley's beer like to drink? What did it taste like?
A down sight better than it tastes these days. It tasted like beer. It was lovely. The nearest thing you can get to it now is such as Black Sheep or Theakston's XB. A proper drink. The stuff that we serve these days is, well, it's just not beer.
And did you drink any of the other things they used to make?
No.
Like stouts and Guinness and
no.
What have you?
No. My dad always drunk bitter, so I drunk bitter. I tried mild. I tried such as black and tan, didn't like them, so I stuck with bitter.
One of the things that you read about in the old newspapers is people getting taken before the magistrate for being drunk and disorderly and found drunk in the street. Do you remember much like that when you were growing up?
No, don't remember any of that. No, we were never caught.
And riding without cycle lights was the other thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. Again, you know, we... Yeah. We always used to look out for Bobby Grimley, and if we saw him, you know, we scarpered. In fact, I'll tell you a little story about PC Grimley. He was the local copper, and he used to go down to the Three Horseshoes, park his bike just through the entrance to the church opposite, Alton St John's, go sit in the pub, and two or three people would buy local Bobby a pint. He'd drink his beer, then go get his bike, walk back across the road and threaten to do the landlord for people drinking after time. Yeah, and that is not an old wives' tale, that is genuine.
And when you were growing up in the house on Aberford Road next to the Old Masons, do you remember the miners coming out from the Waterhaig pit to go to the pub?
Oh, yes, you saw them with the clogs and what have you. You could hear them coming. You know, walking up Fleet Lane, and they'd go in there for a pint and then get the buses home, or walk home. You know.
Like, would there be hundreds of them or what?
There was quite a lot. I wouldn't say hundreds, but there'd be quite a lot. And Mr. Wilson, the landlord, will be rubbing his hands at the close of every shift, I should imagine.